All right. We are going to do something we have never done before.
Ooh, it's Friday bit time.
It's Friday bit time. It's segmented also. Because this is the first half of bit time. The second half will be at the 2:30 segment. So checkerboarding just a bit. And we've always done, or we've long done, songs on the show. It's one of our gifts, is the gift of music. We are the most musically inclined show on the ticket. Although, we just don't use cover bands to show it.
Right.
We do it here. And we've never done songs around Christmas time. We have all this catalog of music to choose from for parody songs, but we've never done a parody song to a Christmas song. Because the one that I wrote with Giorgio for White Elephant Day doesn't really count. Not part of our show. So, that's what we've done.
But I'll never forget that one.
Really?
I don't know what you and George did.
Oh, wow. Very sad. Maybe we'll play it for you at 2:30.
Okay.
Out of the break.
All right, good.
But in this segment, we have, I think we have four up to bat. And Donovan volunteered to go first.
Oh,
I love bad lead.
That means he wrote his at 11:45.
No, no, no.
It worries me very much when Donovan shows so little confidence. I like when he walks in and says, you know what, I want to go last because I know we want to end on a high.
I like when Donovan's like Dirk in game four of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, give me the ball, the last shot of the game.
But
instead,
always
he's pulling a Marquise Daniels or Josh Howard here where...
You remember Ian Kinsler in game two of the World Series? Ninth inning, he gets on base, he steals second,
and he
scores. That's what I'm doing.
All right, whatever.
I'm
so, so I said to Donovan, well, let's lower the bar and let's make yours seem a little better than it probably is because for the first time ever, we have had, well, I don't know, the interns came up to us and said, hey, we've got a song idea. We want to be part of this.
They're ambitious.
They are. These aren't your... father's interns, Bob. These guys are go-getters. Now, whether they're getting anything is another topic altogether.
Now we can find that out.
We present to you, I believe they have entitled it Intern Bells. Can you pause it and stop and start, Jake, or no? Or should I play it from here?
I can't pause it. If I just you go ahead and play it then without overcomplicating.
Maybe I should do it, just in case you want to pause it, Bob.
Okay.
Because I listened to this morning and thought, you know what?
Man, does your iPhone plug in the bottom?
Yeah, it's the iPhone 5.
Wow.
Do you think that's more badass? It kind of screws me up. I always look to the top first. It's got a new plug and everything.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, here we go. Intern Bells on the ticket.
In the bullpen, intern bullpen, working on Homer Carr.
All right, pause.
And you thought...
We're never going to get through this segment if you don't have to do that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
It gets better.
All right, good.
In the air, there's a feeling of hunger.
Wow.
Dan is laughing, Bob is tracking every stat known to man. And Donnie is watching Martin. Lunch run, it's lunch run time at the ticket. Grab a pen, go on in. Whose day is it to who pay?
Maybe Chipotle, how about Payway? When in doubt, pot bellies. You can always rule out the food trucks.
Oh my gosh.
Hear the veggie crunch of Dan's lunch. This is the intern dream. Hope Dan doesn't make me go back.
What do you think?
The relationship of the vocals to the music seems completely coincidental at times, doesn't it?
What would a voice coach do with these guys?
Oh, my gosh. Teach them to read?
How do you feel now, Donovan? Do you feel like...
I'm going to stroke this sucker out the park.
Lunch run, lunch run. It's lunch run time at the Ticket. Grab a pen, go on in. Whose day is it to pay?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
A breakdown.
There's more.
It's lunch run time for Bad Radio. Jason Garrett says energy level's real low. This is the intern's lunch run flow.
Oh.
We hustle and bustle to bring them lunch so the host can sit and munch. Donnie, Bob, and Dan, what's the plan? Payway, Chipotle, Potbellies too. Cafe Express is a journey, but I got you. Rabbits eat lettuce, and so does Dan. Bob gets cookies because he can. Donnie likes tacos, and I do too. This is a lunch run rap. I wish we knew.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
In the bullpen, intern bullpen, working on Homer call. In the air, there's a feeling of hunger. Dan is laughing, Bob is tracking every stat known to man.
Okay.
And Donnie is watching Martin.
Lunch run, lunch run.
Okay.
It's lunch run time.
Yeah, so,
thanks, guys.
Grab a
I just want to say.
Go on in. Whose day is it to pay?
Behind him.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, guys.
All right.
Hey.
There's our bass line.
Look how everybody feels so much better about their song now.
There we go.
I'm ready.
Everybody is so.
I want to go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. It all starts with ambition.
I do want to say those guys are very ambitious, and they're great interns, and Homer Call has been great this year.
That's right.
There you go.
And they did a song this year.
And you know what?
It's the leader in the clubhouse.
Hold on. Are you ever driving down the street, though, and there's a girl who's pushing 200, maybe she's like 170 pounds, and she's jogging, and you're like, you know what? That's great. You are putting in an effort. You are attempting to change this thing. You're not just sitting there and ordering another pizza. You feel real good. It's like when the special kid does a little. You're just like, oh, that's wonderful. This is great. Tussle his hair.
Right.
So that's kind of. I just have that feeling. Now the most coveted spot in the order.
The one that gets to go after him
is the great Donovan.
All right. Well, I thought I heard you guys say that this could be like a year in review type of song, put to Christmas music. So this is exactly what I did. So this kind of. Let's you know everything that happened in 2012.
Everything?
Not everything, but the most important things to me, all right?
It's all about Martin.
To Winter Wonderland.
Oh, thanks.
Oh.
2012 came and went fast as tiny groups sits in speech class. Went back to school on a whim to try and get trim and not get disowned by mom and dad. When December hits 2-1, the Mayans think we are all done. If this is all true, I've got work to do. I need the white prize before I'm dead. In Happy Valley, there they had an old man who used young boys to make that slapping sound. He'd ask, you have a dad? And they say, no, man. And went to tug when no one was around. As he rots in his jail cell and Paterno had his heart fail. I hope his friend Tim makes him use red M&Ms so he can look real pretty for his man. We also got to know a crazy Mormon who only has the one Miss Romney. He put up a real fight. You say, good job, man. But Obama's still the HNIC. As Barack works on his street cred and Michelle gives him desk. He goes by a new name. Two turns like two chains. That's the way it went in 2012.
All right.
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right. That was awesome.
That's batting leadoff, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, why are you
I'm setting the tone.
Why are you so unconfident?
I'm setting the tone.
Or did it? Was it not all that right. good, Bob? But it just seemed.
Hey, it's all about placement, though.
The best one we've heard so far. There's no doubt about
it. All about placement, baby.
Up next, now Sean and Tom are standing over there in the on deck circle, and there's a conundrum.
Who's going?
I'm going. So it's no conundrum.
Ooh, with a casual yawn.
Man. Yes.
Oh, with a cocky yawn.
Yes. So I don't think I've ever heard that. Sean will follow me.
Yawn. Who has really ever good. Done a cocky yawn?
that's the first, thank you. Man.
And I kind of wrote this song in the mindset of all the local sports fans around here. People around here have been going through a really tough couple of months. So I thought, what can I do to lift their spirits? And what are they thinking right now as we get ready for the holidays? So, Jake, hit it. I'm feeling so sad and lonely. These former times are so sick. My sports dreams are limp and flaccid, just like Mike Reiner's. I just need to be reborn. While my teams are all so worn, I'll no longer mourn.
Wow.
'Cause all I want for Christmas is porn. I can't bear to watch Romo throw another INT. So I watch Rachel Starr blow my mind with a DP. Rangers playoffs won and done. Josh with egg all on his face. Stormy has an eggy mess too, but her face is the perfect place. Cowboys, Mavericks leave me blue. Stressed and Rangers, you guys do. My sports heart is torn.
Oh no.
All I want for Christmas is porn.
So we clear out the restaurant.
Call us in that Roddy. Turnovers everywhere. Losing balls out of bounds. Tearing out my hair. But I can't keep on hating. Jules Ventura's waiting. Cheeky ball handle. She never goes south with her hands on her knees. And even her mouth. Oh, this is what I need to get through my sports gloom. So stand back and pass the tissues and give me plenty of room. Evil Angel Brassers too. Vivid Bang Bros, I love you. Make me reborn. It's all I want for Christmas. Is porn.
Oh my God.
All I want for Christmas is porn. Everybody.
All I want for Christmas is porn. All I want for Christmas is porn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow, indeed, Bob. You know what?
Wow.
Gosh. I'm so embarrassed. You know how when a woman goes to a party and she sees someone else has worn the same outfit?
Yes.
That's how I feel right now. I got to write a new song for 2:30.
Oh, my goodness.
Moose stole all your...
stole my S. Wow, Tom. That's
a song, isn't it?
Boy.
We've got a show.
That was a song.
That is...
We definitely have a show.
Oh, we have a show. Okay.
Wow.
So,
go back to your lunches. It's all good.
All right. Well, Seabass, do you want to follow that, or do you want to save yours for the 2:30 segment?
I'll go ahead and follow it now. I don't know how I can, but I'll go ahead and get mine out of the
way.
Okay,
you
now.
Have
that.
Well, that doesn't sound like a ton of confidence, but
well, I'm not going to sing about porn.
It is Sean the Seabass, the talking Seabass.
You know, fellas, when we got the assignment to do the song, Tom said, make it about the year, make it about sports, make it about whatever you want. I decided to make it about somebody that we all know and love. So, here we go. It's beginning to look a lot like Hitzkiss. Everywhere you go. Weekday mornings here at 10, he'll get twishy once again with double plays and horses that will show. It's beginning to look a lot like Hitzkiss.
Okay.
Saroy does all the chores, but the prettiest sight you'll see is that show from noon to 3, just 2 hours more. A listener base in his ratings book are the wish of Ben and Skin. The king of sports talk, he lips with a walk, and he melts down now and again. And don't you ever, ever, ever damn call here again. It's beginning to look a lot like Hitzkiss. Everywhere you go. He used to live in a hotel and on the beach as well. Shirtless interns are prepping for his show. It's beginning to look a lot like Hitzkiss. He eats at Bob's for free. Pickles, pretzels, and some cheese. Week-old burritos are how he feeds, and it makes him fart.
Oh my God!
You are welcome to not only not call again, but to stop listening to the station in our estimation.
Wait, stop!
It's beginning to look a lot like Hitzkiss. Saroy does all his chores, but the prettiest sight you'll see is that show from noon to 3, only 2 hours more. It's holiday.
How sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
What a variety of tunes we've had today.
An inspiration.
Beautiful.
All right.
Yeah, follow that, boys.
we're gonna give everyone a break.
Let's take a break.
We're going to let everyone sort of...
Let it breathe.
Let it settle. Yeah, we don't want to rush into
another song. A fine bottle of wine.
So at 2:30, we will go with Bob, Dan, and Jake.
Ooh.
Maybe in that order. Because Jake told us, he's like, dude, I got this. Give me the last one, and you will go into the weekend feeling like you just nailed every show you've ever done.
Wow.
So, we have the conclusion of Friday Bit. You may have tuned in before and heard the interns attempt a Christmas song.
Best intern Christmas song ever.
Easily. Donovan worked the Mayans, Penn State, and Mitt Romney. As well as the phrase HNIC into his song, so I congratulate him for that.
Thank you.
Tom did something no one ever thought could be done by mixing porn with sports just the right amount.
With the most ambitious tune that you could possibly come up with as
A couple of notes that...
The Tom Obscure Tune Library that he's turned into...
That's not obscure. That's
parody songs?
Most overplayed Christmas song ever.
That's pretty
for sure.
Brutal.
The Mariah Carey... All I
the
want
most
Christmas
overplayed?
Eve. Oh, in the last decade, without question.
It's out there.
Hmm.
I would happily write a check to
it's
make
just,
that
you
go
couldn't
away.
You just couldn't recognize what tune was playing because Tom sang it.
Right. It's kind of out of my range.
Oh,
and,
you think?
Seabass did a great job as well. Now,
thanks, Dan.
What's the batting order here? Seabass with his Norm song that we'll hear next week.
I can
go. We have Bob, we have Jake, we have me. I'll go first.
No, no, no. You're Dan.
I don't like the pressure.
You're the Babe Ruth of any song contest.
Jake said he has a great one, though.
I said good.
Then let's get mine out of the way. Right? Here, pass me the cord.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Here, Blake, let's fire this up and
do this
get
right.
Bob a little thing, and then we'll do this.
You know, as you might expect from someone like me, there's a little sports in all this, you know?
You're Bob.
You go through something, you need to sing, and when you sing, it's about sports. And I know everyone is a little down right now. Everyone is not feeling great about the state of the National Hockey League. And I'm going to see if I can bring things around for you here, if you don't mind. Ready? Here we go. I think there will be hockey is the thing I say when I'm asked if the NHL will play. That might make me crazy, but I guarantee in the name of Mark Messier, it won't be easy and it could take all night, but it will be back as sure as snow is white. I think there will be hockey is how I would say a big Merry Christmas to you. I think there will be hockey is the thing I say when asked when the Stars will come and play. It's gonna take a compromise before we'll see Ralph and Razor Ray.
Oh, Bob.
Bring on a Tuesday night against San Jose. I don't want to miss another power play. I think there will be hockey is how I would say a big Merry Christmas to you. Dance break.
Wow.
Oh, and you're dancing. Man.
Hockey dancing.
It's not over. He's still dancing. The song is still going.
Dancing in skates. Be careful, it's slippery.
I like this. I don't think this song is played enough.
What a happy Christmas for the green and white. Segments by the day and watch the stars at night. I think there will be hockey is how I would say a big Merry Christmas to you. I'll break down a little bit. Careful here. I think there will be hockey is the thing I say when I'm asked if the NHL will play. It's gonna take more meetings and a Batman sneer, but soon we'll get to hear from Jeff K. Yeah. They better get that ice down and make sure it's white. Cause I badly need to see a hockey fight. I think there will be hockey is how I would say a big Merry Christmas, a huge hockey Christmas, a big Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Woo.
Applebee's is going bananas about this, man.
That was awesome. All right, I want to go first.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job, dude.
Need a cable here?
That was enough.
That was strong. I'd say strong, too.
Well, if you're ever wondering
quite strong, actually.
What rhymes with Melikaliki.
Yeah. How'd you think of that one? Did you think of the song first?
Showers always pay off, don't they?
Yeah.
You're so breathy when you sing, man. It's,
that's why I came up with
you're
mine.
You're so deep.
Yeah, it's exotic, you know? I mean, you makes me happy.
It's a romance.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, up next, the Gen...
Harry Connick uses it, too.
What are you, Jake? Generation...
Meh.
Who cares? Generation Meh. That's right. It's the greatness of Jake Kemp.
Thank you, gents. Appreciate you letting me play. Let's just do this. To the tune of Run DMC's classic, Christmas Time in Harlem.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
It's Christmas Time at the Ticket.
so many.
Taking his Adidas.
He's wearing his Kangol.
It's Christmas time at Victory. Enormous cooking meat and pickled pig feet. Chitlins for Donnie. Some brownies for Snake. Rosen whipped up a fresh E-break. And the cafe to Cumulus. Popping like whoa. The what about eggnogs are starting to flow. It's just a holiday party with an implication. Not of danger, but of seedy hugs and awkward conversation. And George Tiziani says, don't eat that. It'll make you less potent. You're probably fat, but we don't care, cause we like chicken and them crinkle fries, you got that right? It's so an occasion to celebrate with a whiskey war, and Norm inviting people to call no more, but he don't make the picks, just the advertising, so don't be mad at him when your debt starts rising. It's the picks of the poll, or aka the holiday bonus graveyard where broken dreams lay. Thank you, my friend, and have a Merry Christmas. Norm will be in Borneo with a way younger. Whoa, back to the party by the AAC, 7-layer skull. Dip, dip, yes siree. The sweaters are all connected and ready to be watched. Welcome to the Christmas. Please don't. I was so close.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, in the dance breakdown, we're going to listen to my favorite ticket moment of all time.
And your partner's the one that picks them. You don't do it.
Tommy Castillo and I put that program together years ago.
He did the advertising. He does the bacon.
Daryl, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Since we threw old boy off his blanking ship, it's been back to good times in Titletown, bitch. I said that we can do what they can do, but they can't do us. So keep jocking Steez and weeping over poor ratings books. I said that we can do what they can do, but they can't do us. Keep stealing our bits and weeping over ratings books. Happy New Year, fans.
Yeah!
It's a fan. Yeah.
So close to a flawless victory.
That's all right. Dude. That's all right.
Dude.
And it was the best line of the whole thing. So.
Dude, that was awesome.
That was
say it.
Glossed over it.
Hey, we'll just acapella it. Back to the party by the AAC, 7-layer skull, lip dip, yes siree. The sweaters are all connected and ready to be watched. Welcome to the ticket Christmas party. Please don't call the cops.
Yeah.
Yes. There you
go. Very nice. Very nice.
Jake.
A little flow from Jake.
Jake,
nice.
Nicely done.
Jake. I feel much like Ron Washington last year, except I'm going to admit my mistake with that I am making out this lineup way wrong. There's no way. I feel like Michael Young right now about to go up to bat, and hopefully I can hit a single.
Yeah, snap out of it. I like the undersell. This is good.
Just after you guys, dude. That was great stuff.
Well.
Great stuff, Jake.
Let's end it with a solo.
Not to compare him against the other guy that sat in that chair, but it wasn't the
what's the song from Hangover?
The Hangover song for the seventh time.
Eggnog, no.
And he's the guy with the band.
Eggnog, no.
He had the band.
Yeah, he really did.
All right, this will be sung to the song of a song that you've heard before at Christmas, and let me let you in on a secret, Bob. I had this idea last week and was noodling around and had thrown it on the discard pile. And then when you were gone for those 2 days,
mm-hmm.
Mentioned it on the air about what it was going to be about and said I wasn't going to do that because I thought it might get me in trouble. Jake played a Meow Meow drop and totally changed my mind. It's like Back to the Future 2 when he got called a chicken and all of a sudden he'll do anything. So Jake challenged me.
Too. Okay.
Jake challenged me to to do this song. So that is why I am doing it, Jake. You can't play a meow drop on me, dude.
I love it.
Here we go. It's now December, so wonderful to work for a great company. Look at that bonus. You will be able to buy extra presents this year. For it's a Cumulus Christmas. Get out your eraser. Wipe away the sorrow typing on an Acer. Yes, it's a Cumulus Christmas. Let's go talk to sales girls. I want to ask her out to a bar.
Then she'll turn you into HR.
Our Christmas party allows no outside guests. But if you don't like that, you can only have the Acer Print Day coupon that will get you one drink. Cause it's a Cumulus Christmas. We are in a dead heat versus other stations, balancing our spreadsheet, and we're bleeding out this turnip, sucking on our dry teeth. It's a Cumulus Christmas now.
Wow.
Now I catch my breath.
Whoa!
In this musical interlude.
Catch him? Yeah, careful about that other time.
But we lead to the big finale in 3, 2, and 1. Or so.
What?
Yes, it's a Cumulus Christmas. I am going crazy, looking at Alexis, dreaming about AP. Sometimes miracles do happen, so I think just maybe, because it's a Cumulus Christmas now.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. Man. If Alexis wasn't creeped out by White Elephant Day, that kind of adds on to it.
Good thing we don't have HR.
It is a good thing, isn't it?
They got rid of them. Yeah.
No one knows who HR is.
What's that song from?
What?
What's that song from?
Need a Little Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, is it just movie of some significance?
I don't think so. Just from Christmas.
Look,
I
was shocked when you hadn't heard the Mariah Carey song that plays every hour. But
I don't hear it every hour, but this one's a classic, is it not?
We listen to different stations.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
You've never heard this song? You heard it?
No.
I feel like I've heard it, yes.
I've never heard
Can
it.
Can I tell you? Hold on a second. Now, you talk about my memory, and then you throw a pot joke in, and it's real funny, Bob.
It's also true.
Well, there's always some truth in the best comedy. But Donovan just told us he has never heard this song before. Let me rewind the show about 15 minutes to when we came out of a break with this exact song.
Well, before that.
You just said you've never heard this song.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Before today.
Rehearsals.
Yeah, good grief.
He did rehearse a song with you.
You going to be that picky?
All right. It is 2:52.
You swore an oath before the show, and you were caught in a lie.
We always ended with a Christmas fight.
It's 2:52, and
break out the mistletoe. Let's make up.
Just like real Christmas.
2:52, and to Applebee's here in Dallas on Northwest Highway, we say, you're welcome. This is The Ticket.
The Ticket.